Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
What do you do when you get to the end of your rope? Do you drown your grief in tears? Anesthetize your pain through alcohol? Or consider suicide as the final escape? Are there no other answers? Are there no possible solutions apart from these? There are times when you become cornered by circumstances, and no matter which way you seem to turn, it looks like there is no escape, no hope, no way out. When you face a situation as this, you have just presented God with a great opportunity to show you what He can do when you have exhausted your own possibilities. It has well been said, man's extremity is God's opportunity. But you may be thinking, no, my problem is too big for that. It won't work for me. I'm not good enough. Or, I'm just not that kind. Wait a minute. It is well possible that God has allowed or even engineered the circumstances confronting you to show you, number one, you need Him, and that number two, He is sufficient to meet you at the bottom of your deepest need. It's possible you have evaluated God by the circumstances rather than evaluate the circumstances by God's strength and power. If, of course, you close the door on God, you are desperate and might well conclude that the only hope is suicide. But if you stop the trend of negative desperation for a minute and take a look at God and His power, the circumstances become different. On three occasions, under three different sets of circumstances, God asked a question of man. Is there anything too hard for me? The obvious answer is no. The first time the question is asked, God had promised a baby to a woman 90 years of age. Yes, of course, women that age don't have children. But God had promised a son to her husband Abraham, and he was soon to see his 100th birthday. The writer of Hebrews said that Abraham was as good as dead, and not only is the modern state of Israel a testimony to the truth of what God did, but also every Jew is a tribute to this fact. For God gave Sarah and Abraham a son, Isaac, who was the father of the Jewish people. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The second time the question is asked is when God told Jeremiah to go out and buy property, in spite of the fact that the nation of Israel was about to be overthrown. But God also promised that after 70 years of captivity, He would bring them back into the land. And Jeremiah's getting a corner on the real estate market was proof of his faith in God's ability and faithfulness to perform what He had promised. "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh," He said to Jeremiah. "Is there anything too hard for me?" Now, the third occasion where you find that question is in the book of Zechariah, when God promised to reestablish His kingdom on earth. The question comes when God asks about human life, national life, and life for all mankind, when men shall beat their swords into plowshares, and the King of Kings shall reign. Now, thinking of the circumstances surrounding your life, may I ask the same question? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there? You've tried to play God and fix things yourself, but your best effort ends in failure. As Oswald Chambers used to say, it's time to let God engineer. Friend, don't measure God by the height of your circumstances or the darkness of your cloud. Measure those by the height and width of God's power and His strong promise to help.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.